Hey. I know. I missed you too. Yeah, I've been gone a little bit, but I know things have been going really good between us, haven't they? I've really enjoyed where we've taken our relationship, and in the bedroom, it's been, whew. You know, I never thought about pegging a guy with a strap on until I met you, and now it's like, holy fuck, how could I ever date somebody that I can't just, you know, strap one on and shove into? It's amazing. I love that powerful feeling I get. I love being inside you. I'm so happy you introduced me to it. It's great. But so you know how much I enjoy pegging you. I no, don't try to. Yes, baby, you are fucking hot, and I want to do stuff with you. We need to like hold on a second because I have shit to say. There's something you should know. Oh, you're wondering if it has to do with that lump that's going on in my pants right now? Yes, it very much so has something to do with that. But you need a hold up, because I don't want to just spring this on you. Yes, there is something in there to spring on you, but no, you're not expecting this. You can't. So just shut your face. Shut your face. So, as I was saying, you know how much I enjoy pecking you. And I heard some girls from the village talking about how there was like a genie lamp in a nearby lake. And it's like been a tradition in our village that the girls would try for it. And I never really thought of it before, but today I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. It'll be fun. So I was throwing nets in the lake and I got one. Yeah. Yeah, I got one. I got a fucking genie lamp. And, baby, things have been just going so good between us. I've never been happier in my life. I've never been more satisfied in my life. And so I rubbed it. I rubbed that lamp. And I was expecting it to be a fucking prank, you know? Like some girl had thrown one in there to fuck with everybody. Because let's be real, that's what I would do. I think that would be hilarious. Could you imagine? But no, I rubbed it and a fucking thing came out. A genie. A fucking genie came out of the lamp. And it was like, oh, okay. And she's actually kind of hot. But anyways, she did the whole spiel, you know? I'm a genie. You've released me from the lamp. You can wish. Not three wishes, though. It was one wish. You only get one wish. And, well, I made a wish. No, it wasn't to be rich. There's something you can't buy with money, and I kind of wanted it because I thought it would help us in our relationship and in our sex life. And I was really horny and hadn't rubbed one out lately, and so I made a wish. And so, you know how much I enjoy pegging you. How much I enjoy showing it inside you. And I know how much you like it when I whisper in your ear and I tell you and act like it's a real cock. When I act like this strap-on dildo that I'm shoving inside of you is mine. My cock. And it's just flesh throbbing inside of you that every single into you gives me that pleasure. So I can feel my shaft just sliding up inside your hole. And so I can really feel like I'm possessing you, owning you, treating you like my bitch. So, not gonna lie, these were thoughts that I had on my mind. Little bit. So she's like, what do you wish for? And there might have been like some TOS thing that I just didn't even bother paying attention to because I was horny. You've had horny brain. You get horny brain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway, I wished for a footlong cock. I can see by your face that you're okay with that wish, and that is good, good. But there was one problem. The genie was an asshole. No, no, I didn't read the wish TOS. I didn't know there was one, and, well, I mean, the genie did mention something, but I was so excited to be able to, like, fuck you and feel it. To feel myself sliding inside of you. Just that primal, just taking you and being able to fill you completely and feel it. Not just some vibe against my clit giving me pleasure, but just my cock giving me pleasure. I was like, fuck you. It's just such an exciting thought. And when the genie came out of the lamp, asked me my wish, and she said, I only get one, not three. I just instantly knew what I wanted. I knew what you wanted. Because of the toys we've used, I know what you can take. So I was like, I want to grow a cock that is a foot long. Only she didn't let me finish. As soon as I said, I want to grow a cock that's a foot, she just stopped. She snapped her fingers and said she totally understood. The bitch! I didn't even realize it at first. I could feel it working too, you know? There was like a swirling cloud around me and it felt good. Like fucking good. It felt like, I don't even know how to describe it, like a massage, but like ant fingers, like tiny little ant fingers just rubbing all over my body, just touching me, stroking me, lengthening certain parts of me. Like, there was a swirling cloud. It was good. And it was just like, it was like in the, what you would imagine in a fucking movie, you know? Like, my arms were, like, out and behind me, and I was just, like, praise Jesus levels of just, like, body posture. Tits just out, like, come and take me, God. And, yeah, I was levitating, and I could feel things down there, and they were changing, and it felt really good. And then the glowy cloud thing kind of dispersed. And I was happy. I was like, yay! I got what I wanted from the genie. And she was giving me this grin. It was like that shit-eating grin that I give you sometimes when it's totally deserved, but I didn't deserve this. And she was looking at me. And I was like, yeah, I got a cock now. But then I looked down, and, yeah. So, you love me no matter what, right? Like, I still have these beautiful tits, and look how big they are. They're nice and big and bouncy, and I can just rub them, and you just want to bury your face in them, right? My big, big tits, and you like my lips, and what my lips can do to you. And so, yeah, I did get a cock, kind of, but the genie was a bitch, and she kind of added on to the cock, so, I'm kind of, to be honest with you, I don't know if there's anybody else in the world that's like me. So, you know, unique, right? You've always liked that I'm unique. Now I'm more unique. But yeah, I don't think I can, like, say it properly. I know you've always been to the food of shit, right? So, you know, no, yeah, definitely foot now. Here, let me show you. Let me just unzip and, whew. Yeah. Your face is not as reassuring as I was hoping it would be. You still love me, right? That was not reassuring. That was actually like not reassuring at all. It's a foot. Yeah. I have a cock and it has a foot at the end, and but I can wiggle the toes. Look, see, they're like waving hello. Yeah. No, didn't help. So that's kind of awkward, but I really like you. I really like us. I like everything we've done, and oh fuck, I want to see if we can still make it work, you know? Yeah? You think we could? You're not sure it's a deal breaker? Alright, that's promising. You wanna try it out? I can still feel everything, like when I stroke my cock like this and I go over the heel. It's really good. I never had a cock before, so I don't know what your cock feels like, but for me it's like woo. that's good. That's good. You wanna touch it? Please. I want you to. See? I just have a shaft. It's nice and long. It's not a foot long like I asked for. But it's like 7 inches. 7's a lucky number. Oh, yeah. It feels good when you stroke it. Here. You don't want me to feel too awkward. I need you to take your pants off, too. And I'll just stroke yours. And you can stroke mine, and oh, fuck. It's only natural to be curious and stroke the hand. Stroke my heel. It really tickles. No fucking tickling my cockfoot. That is a hard limit. I am still your dominatrix, and no tickling the cockfoot. Got it? None. No. Okay, you might not have meant that, but it still fucking tickles, alright? I want you to use a firmer hand on it, okay? That feels good. Alright, well, now that we know that you're a dirty fucking slut and this isn't a deal breaker for you, I think it's time I took back control and you got on your fucking knees. Yeah, because you look so good on your fucking knees. And I can see how hard you are, how excited you are. I like that because, you know, mouths can lie. But cocks can't, and your cock says it fucking likes these new developments. So why don't you use your mouth? And show me. That you don't think I'm weird. Unzip me, lick my heel, lick my soul. Lick my fucking cock ties. It's a good thing we're in a monogamous relationship and we don't have to worry about condoms, because I'd have to find some fucking, like, Vibram socks or something and... Oh, yeah, baby, that's it. I like when your tongue goes between my toes. It tickles, but it tickles so good. I know, it's not exactly what we wanted, but it could still be fun. Oh, baby. Do you, fuck. Oh, it's like way better than a clit because, like, there's so much of it to feel you, to feel these tactile sensations just along my shaft, along my foot. Oh, yeah, fuck. I want to feel myself inside of you. You do look really good on your knees like that, but I want to need you to turn the fuck around and lower those pants all the way. Yeah. Oh, look at that ass. You got such a nice ass. And as much as I love pegging it, I have the feeling I'm gonna love fucking it with my cock foot even more. Yeah? You want my nice big food of cock foot inside you? Yeah? It's really fun, baby, isn't it? Wait, I can just put one big toe inside and just rub it around. Rub it around and start to push. Push. Of course, two toes, you don't really feel it. Three toes, you don't really feel. But what about when I shove the whole front of my cock foot inside you? Just spreading you nice and wide. Yeah. My hands on your hips. Oh, I love the sounds you're making. You sound so good, so vulnerable, so much like a weak little plaything I just want to take over and fuck. Yeah, baby. Yeah, just feeling a little bit more of that cockfoot head sliding inside of you. Of course, now we come to the difficult part, don't we, baby? We gotta get that heel in there, and it just goes at an angle that's just gonna spread that hole of yours so wide, so wide, so wide. But we can do it, baby. We can do it. I can push. Oh, I can push inside of you. Oh, you can do it. Just breathe. Just breathe for me. And... Oh, there we go, all the way in. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. Fuck. Oh. Just push. Shoving deeper. Fuck, baby, I want you to let me know. Let me know when my heel's touching against your prostate. Oh, God, I can feel you just clenching around me. Feels really good. Oh my god, your ass feels even better. I mean, pegging you with a strap on was good and all, but oh my god, this is amazing. This must feel like what it's like when you fuck me. When you shove yourself inside of me, but why would we ever do that when I could just fuck you instead? When that just fits so much more with our dynamic. When it's just so much more your place to be the one to get fucked. My nice big cock foot inside you. Oh yeah, baby, my heel's just pressing and pushing against your prostate, and you can feel it, and it's so tight and so tight and so tight and so tight and so tight, and it feels good. Feels really good. Doesn't it? I can see you practically whimpering, and... Oh, what about when my toes wiggle? I can wiggle them. I can wiggle them, and I can just watch you squirming as I wiggle inside of you. Is it too much? Is it too much? Oh. I just pull out a little bit until there's just the tip. Of course, my tip's a giant fucking foot, so that makes you stretch all the more. It makes you groan, makes you whimper and pleading, almost pain, but you can take it. You can fucking take it, and you're going to fucking take it as a thrust back inside of you. Yes, baby, yes, 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 yes. And I thrust in and out. Fuck you. Yeah. My foot just moving and wiggling, it gives me a whole different angle. Good thing you're into all that tentacle shit, huh? You really like the thought of something wiggling inside you, you little slut. My dirty little slut, yes, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, yes. Thrusting in and out of you now. Faster and faster. Only thing is, I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to come. Fuck. I wonder if I'll come more like a clit, where it's just a pressure and a pleasure that builds an orgasm that builds until I go over an edge and I plummet down into sweet orgasmic bliss. And you're gonna come with me, aren't you? Yes, you are, baby. I want you to fucking come with me. Feel my hand in front of you and stroking your cock. So much smaller than my big cock foot. Of course, what could really compare to me fucking inside of you? Yes, 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 toes wiggling against you. My ankle just circling, circling, making sure you know that you're fucking owned right now. Fucking mine right now, my little bitch. Yes, you are, you little, my cockfoot bitch. Yes, fucking take it, you little fucking whore. Yes. Oh, they thirst faster, faster. Oh, that feels good, baby. That feels really, really good, baby. Oh. Look, I want us to finish together, okay? So when I tell you to, I want you to fucking come, okay? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I did come kind of more like a clit. Such a big, big clit. Fuck. My big cockfoot inside you. Do you feel that my toes were just clenching and contracting? And ah, oh, fuck. Ah. Oh. You did so good, baby. You did so good, so good, so good. I need you to just relax, okay? It's gonna pull all the way out of you now, and I know that's gonna be intense as you just expand around when that ankle's coming. Oh, whew. Whew. I guess we really took our relationship to the next level, huh? I'm glad. I'm so glad. You are fucking amazing. I'm so glad this doesn't change anything. What? What do you mean it changes things? Oh, in a good way. New fetish, huh? Well, be your fetish, baby. And I'm gonna make you fucking take it.